Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and Kate is the Cass County Extension Program Director, and we want to talk about some things coming up. So good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning to you, LaVon. How are you?
I'm great, and we want to help some other people be great throughout the coming year and years to come. And the first one thing we're going to talk about is a program coming up related to health and wealth. I mean, hey, what could be more at the top of most people's lists?
That's right. Many people are making New Year's resolutions, hopefully still sticking to them so far. We are a couple weeks in, so maybe not. They can be tricky little boogers to keep track of. But yeah, if one of your New Year's resolutions focused around staying healthy or saving money or a combination of the two, we've got a program coming up that can help you out.
Yeah, and when I've looked at lists of what people want to do, what they want to accomplish, in addition to that is to spend more time with their families. And I think this program kind of gets you going in that direction also, because if you're going to work on those, all family members involved is a really important thing. So detail, where is this going to be? What time is it going to be? What's it going to cost? Let's start with those real basics.
All right, the basics. We're excited to be partnering with the Anita Health and Wellness Center on this program. So this is going to be a program held at the Anita Health and Wellness Center. It's going to be two consecutive Thursdays coming up. So we'll start next Thursday, the 19th of January, and then we'll continue the following Thursday, the 26th of January. We'll be in the evenings from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. both days. We encourage people to register for both sessions because it is kind of a continuous program. One feeds off the other. If you register in advance for both programs, it costs $15. If you want to just do one day or the other because you can't make a day, then it's $10 per day.
Okay, and it's good if they pre-register because you got to get some stuff together for them.
Yes, we have lots of materials, lots of good resources. I think they may even do a little food preparation as part of it. So yes, we would love to have people pre-register, and they can do that either by getting a hold of the extension office here. We have the registration forms, or they can also pick up a registration form at the Anita Health and Wellness Center, or they can download it off our website.
And this would be a good opportunity, if people don't know some of the other resources, some other people resources, good chance to get acquainted with a couple of the extension specialists in the area.
Absolutely. We have two fantastic specialists with great backgrounds in these two topics doing this. Mary Beth Kaufman is our family finance specialist, and she will be leading the workshop that focuses mostly on the financial side. And Barb Fuller is our family health and nutrition specialist, and she'll be leading the other workshop. And both of these ladies have an exceptional background in these topic areas. They're a wealth of knowledge, and they do great presentations every time I've done a program with them. So they're very good resources to get to know and to kind of pick their brain a little bit.
And, you know, in addition to their expertise, it seems to me that they're very practical. I mean, they have families. They live this stuff. So, you know, it's important to have all that information, but it's also, I think, important to know how that's going to affect families.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that I love sharing extension programs with people, because really, I mean, one of our strong beliefs is this is research-based information. It's good information, but it also is delivered with a very heavy dose of reality. We know what people's situations are like. We know things that are going to work for people, and we're going to be working with the specialists, working with our partners at the Anita Health and Wellness. We've been on the ground doing this and working with people, so the reality in handling the day-to-day situations, we know everybody's not going to be the same, and that's the great thing about this program. It lets you take the information and actually walks you through setting goals, figuring out for yourself how this will apply to your situation, how you can make it work in your life. And then also, that's the other reason we like people to sign up for the two-part session, because we do a little goal setting the first week, and then we kind of come back and touch base the second week to see, you know, once you got home, were those goals still realistic? Did you take any small steps towards meeting those goals in the week in between? So there's kind of, you know, sometimes that personal accountability helps with a little push towards getting some of those small steps made. And so that's another piece that is good for folks to have.
Doesn't do any good just to have that know-how in your head if you don't go ahead and work it out. So this program will help you do that. We'll come back and remind folks in a minute, but let's just mention a couple of other programs that are be coming on that might appeal to various folks through extension.
Yeah, we're working on bringing a program to Cass County called Annie's Project, and that will be starting in February. So we'll be taking registrations. The registration information should be out the end of this week so people can sign up for Annie's project. We talked about a little bit of basic financial education through small steps for health and wealth. Annie's project is an intensive 6-week course in financial and business management for women who are associated with farming. So if you've always kind of wanted to be more in touch with the business going on around the farm, or if you just want to brush up and have been involved for a while, it's everything from marketing to insurance, estate planning, business planning, managing the day-to-day financials, all of those pieces. Very good class, has rave reviews everywhere it goes, has been done in, I believe, 18 states around the U.S. now. I mean, it's an international program almost at this point. And it started in our neighbor state, Illinois, and has really, really grown by leaps and bounds. We did a class here in 2007, had almost a capacity crowd, and so we are bringing it back again. Hopefully we'll get just as many people excited. But that starts the 9th of February, I believe, and runs consecutive Thursdays through the 15th of March.
Okay, so good to get people thinking about that and get it on their calendars, since it is a little longer term. They kind of need to make some plans around that. I don't mean to throw you a curve, but in terms of programming, one of the things that Extension, Iowa State University Extension, has, there are lots of bulletins if you have a specific request. Is there any popular bulletin that's right now that people are coming in the door or phoning you or going on the web to get?
We have the farm tax guides available right now, and those are free. So if farmers are wanting a little guide to take them through farm tax preparation for 2011, we've got those free of charge here. We also, both before the new year and after the new year, we've got some great resources. We've got our 2012 garden calendars and nutrition and fitness calendars. The garden calendar is a great resource. It lists when to plant, harvest, everything right on the calendar, so you've got a good reminder out there. Little tips and hints throughout every month, you know, fertilize your houseplants, water your houseplants, plant your tomatoes, all that stuff. The health and nutrition calendar, very similar, and it has a recipe on every month as well, and a little section off to the side where you can track your physical activity for the month. So very good resources. And the Healthy Homemade Fitness Calendar also has a companion cookbook with 80 recipes that are inexpensive, healthy, and can easily be made at home.
Okay, so if you have specific needs, you might give ISU Extension a call in whatever county you're in, because right now there's still an office, I think, in every county in Iowa.
Absolutely.
And of course, you can go on the web. I just always Google in Iowa State University Extension, and up comes all kinds of things.
Yes.
That you might get questions to, and it's really nice to have that at hand. But it's also great to be able to come to the office. You know, there might be somebody, Kate, who doesn't know where the Extension office is in Atlantic.
There might be, and if they don't, we would like them to stop by and visit us. We are on the north side of the Cass County Community Center, right here, 805 West 10th Street, just up the hill from the swimming pool in Atlantic. So we would encourage folks to stop on by and see us. If they haven't been in for a while, we have tons of information out front for them to look through. We'd love to talk to them about any specific needs that they'd have, and we'd love to hear from them about what their needs may be as far as if they have programs they'd like to see happen in Cass County.
And your hours are?
We're here from 7:30 to 4:30 every day, and we're closed over the lunch hour. But, 7:30.
Every day, not quite every day.
Well, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
We do go home on Sunday.
Okay, very good. So let's remind folks how they might sign up for this program related to health and wealth and when it is.
All right. Yep. Coming up next week, we're starting the 19th of January, continuing on the 26th of January, both programs held at the Anita Health and Wellness Center. We're starting at 6:30 and we'll run until about 8:30 every evening, both of those days. You can sign up by stopping in the Extension office, downloading a form off our website, or picking a form up and returning it to the Anita Health and Wellness Center. And we would like to have registrations in by the end of this week, just so we can get a count, get an idea for how many people we're going to have at that program, so we make sure we have enough of our good information for everybody.
Thank you very much, Kate Olson, who's Program Director for Iowa State University Extension in Cass County. And until next time, here's a thought. Experience is what we get when we didn't get the outcome we wanted.